believe that. Yeah, I just look until I see the clock running, and then so you just went ahead and started it.
Yes.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I just usually you have yours too, and so
today since we're running a little late.
Don't ask me why this isn't the case.
I like that it is.
I want to make sure
we're recording. We've been recording for a while. Now. Yes. All of this chitter-chatter is on there, and who cares?
Okay.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
And I will, this is the brand new year, first bargaining session of 2020. It's bargaining between the UCF chapter, the United Faculty of Florida, and the UCF Board of Trustees. So I will hand out the minutes. Let's see.
We can share. We can share.
There should be enough.
No, I think we have enough. I was just making sure I had to give you the right number before I started passing them down on our side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Thank you.
Take it here. Here's some extra, sure.
Oh, okay.
So, Scott, you weren't on the list for the UFF bargaining team, so Scott changed again?
I kind of said ex officio.
Is ex officio with that?
So I don't know what that would be.
No, that's
for
what
this,
he is, but.
For bargaining?
So, I don't know what it would be for.
I don't mind if you're on the team or off. I don't care, but I get a list from you. It doesn't include your name. Now I'm like, oh. So what?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Charlie. I could have had, from the recent email I just sent you.
Uh-huh.
I could have had my name on there. I'm sorry. I just kind of sent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I just included myself as de facto. So yes, please put me on the team. Yeah.
Thank you. Mason, you just made yourself a guest.
Yes. So the minutes look good.
Good.
So he was on the list.
Somebody moved me up. Am I not on the list now?
No. Mason wasn't on the recent list.
He was from Yovana.
Mm-hmm. But you just said the updated list. Let's talk about this afterward.
Oh, sorry.
yeah, let's talk about this afterward. Yeah.
There's something deeper about this discussion about the list.
Okay. So,
Article 18.
Article 18 is the subject du jour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to give you two things to look at. One, this is what I want to talk about today.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most recent. It's based on the last proposal that we gave you, which was based on the prior
correct
status
our first
quo.
It
does not reflect all of the changes that we've made to the status quo since we started bargaining, because we've agreed on a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just in the nature, just to be perfectly transparent, I've got copies that show everything that we've changed on the status quo. But I just didn't want to put all that tracking into this because I wanted to get down to where we still have some things to discuss.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, so keep a copy for myself.
Were the minutes no objections?
No objections.
No.
Okay, thank you. I missed it because I was absorbed in the list.
Let me make sure that I've got enough copies for all of them before I start giving out extra copies to our team, because our team is.
Thanks.
You guys have already seen it.
Well, Eloy hasn't actually.
Well, we have
the rest
eight
of us
copies
have.
Of the super tract, and then there should be plenty of copies.
Plenty of copies of
okay,
the other
so the
one.
Super
the,
tract, you two share?
I think super tract is red.
Yeah, this
is
the
super tract. So I got a copy of super tract.
Yeah, so just basically you can ignore the super tract. I just wanted to.
Thank you,
I
appreciate
that. Okay, so just ignore it.
So basically
all the changes that we've made over time.
Proposal 3 is what we've already agreed on, and then this is their proposal for language that needs to be discussed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, it's helpful sometimes to look back and see how far we've come.
Mm-hmm.
Completely agree.
Yes.
Because this article is such a bear. It's amazing.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I went back and I looked at our last proposal and tried to be responsive to some of the issues that you had raised at our last proposal. So the changes you'll see under definitions, we added just a line under online course. It means a course that requires student access to university online learning environment. We just did that one sentence there. University support, we did not change the...
Can you have the lines, please, Cheryl?
Oh, I'm sorry, 24 and 25.
Mm-hmm.
University support, the only thing we changed there was the formatting.
Okay.
The language is the same. We just broke it up and, you know, we put the little ones and two and three in there just to make it a little clearer.
You have changed non-incidental use to appreciable use now, though.
Yes, because we decided that appreciable was the term we were using, so we're trying to be consistent all the way through.
Correct.
And I think you're looking at a version that had the tracking squished a little bit, so for everyone else, it's the lines are 30 through 32 or something like that, right?
Is 29 through 33.
Sorry.
Oh, it's fine. I'm looking at the clean copy.
We tried to be responsive to your desire to move I didn't track this because it's not new language, but the use of university resources to be appreciable. We had had that in a different section. We moved it up here under the definition of university support.
Okay.
We said you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now on mine, it's line 42. I don't know if it's on yours. We just added in accordance with U.S. copyright law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In line, we just here again, just formatting changes. On line 52, instead of creating a separate section of exceptions, we just said, okay, creative effort means, and university sponsored efforts means this, which is the definition we'd agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, however, we won't assert ownership rights to. And it's the same language that we've been using.
Okay.
So, again, it's just a format change.
Okay.
So, on online courses, this is where we have had some discussion last time. And
yes.
I tried to capture what we had talked about. So, in the online courses one, we took out all that stuff. We basically just simplified it. We said if you develop or substantially revise instructional material for an online course without university support or without the use of UCF online instructional design services, that employee owns that instructional material and we won't assert ownership rights to it.
Mm-hmm.
We just simplified. We didn't go into all that other stuff that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
And on number two, we took out the with university support or, because you'd said, you know, we really, that's redundant. We've already been saying that. So we just said, with the use of UCF online instructional design services, you own it. We possess the right to continued internal use. So long. And then we added a section because we thought this was important, that unless the employee agrees in writing, as long as you're employed by the university, if we use your material, you will have the exclusive right to revise the course content. So we're not just going to take it and say, okay, now we can do whatever we want to with it. Mm-hmm. You sort of get the right of first refusal to make changes or updates to it.
I did have a quick question with that. So,
sure.
So for instance, you're saying that the university basically owns a copy of it, and then that the faculty member or the employee should has the basically in an agreement that they can make change, like they still have some say over the content. Okay,
unless they say in writing that they don't care,
right?
You know, some people may not care, but unless they do that, then they have the right to.
Okay.
Can I just like quickly just note that this is wonderful. No, like, because I've worked with, like, Cambridge University Press, and they don't give you that right. They say, we publish it this way, and they don't give the author, like, final say in the final copy. So, yeah, to be able to, and I was dissatisfied. I'll never work with them again, even though it is Cambridge University Press, but to have the right to be able to say, this is how I want to change, right of refusal is good.
Yeah, that's a positive.
Okay.
That's some positive language. But
mm-hmm. On
thank,
three, go
thank
ahead.
You.
Sorry, John.
No. I was just going to say, please continue.
Sir, can I clarify one more thing
sure.
just about the phrasing here? The employee would have the exclusive right to revise due to obsolescence. Does
sure.
that mean that the university could revise for other reasons that are not to do with obsolescence? Phrased that way, it does mean that.
I suppose, I just took that out of it. FIU or FSU, I'm not...
FIU had the language on online courses.
Yeah, so...
Just because they did it badly too doesn't mean we should.
No.
I'm not wedded to that language. My idea was if it needs to be revised for whatever reason, then
right.
the original author would have the right to do those revisions.
Yeah, Mason, we'll talk about the language.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're not... On number three, you had made the point that needs to be that language needed to be flipped. So
mm-hmm.
we flipped it.
Mm-hmm.
We said the university retains the right to continued internal use, including the right to revise, reproduce, make derivative works, etc. The owner, creator, may continue to make personal and professional use of the instructional material at no cost and at no obligation by the university after termination of their employee, subject to any third-party obligations.
Okay.
Obviously, we have no... control over those third-party obligations.
Right.
And then we added another section here. In any online course where the university exercises its rights to internal use of instructional material for instructional purposes, acknowledgement and attribution of the creators will be included.
Okay.
Because I heard from somebody
that
her work was frequently purloined and she was never given credit for it. So I was like, okay, well... That's not good.
Right.
I don't think...
I don't know if it's fixed in there, but on mine, D, the lettering is off.
Oh.
C to D. Just
I have to tell you, we have done so many revisions of this that as of last night, Charlie was putting something on my desk at 5 o'clock
this
and
morning.
I looked at it. Oh, well, yeah, this morning. We were still...
I will fix the formatting. I don't think it's going
yeah.
to affect anything. The only thing would be is I remember seeing one thing referred to 18.4 something.
Mm.
So I try to avoid those as much
mm-hmm.
as possible because of this reason. But if there is, just check if there's one thing where it refers to itself within the document specifically to 18.4E or something like that, make sure it lines up. And if you'll continue saying the line numbers as you go through, share that screen.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Just for someone, following along at home.
It should officially be D.
Okay. I don't think we changed anything in the next couple of sections, except on line 120, by my calculation, it's 129. It's
correct.
Under 8.4.
Mm-hmm.
We, again, added appreciable. Anytime when we have a university support, we put in appreciable because that's the language
mm-hmm.
we've been using throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to be consistent.
Yep.
It should probably go in 61 then.
61.
Okay. If I've missed one, that's fine. Just bring it to my attention and we'll change it. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll.
I mean, those are
mm-hmm.
easily fixed things.
Yes.
Yep.
And on line 162, we had a discussion last time about a waiver being deemed rejected or void. We said we just switched it to void.
Yep.
Okay.
Something that, hang on a second here. I'm trying to find.
We did have conversations about the outside activity language.
I'm looking at this. Where am I? Okay. Yeah. There was something you wanted me to strike on that. I think I did.
Do you remember what you wanted her to strike?
Hmm?
Do you remember what you wanted her to strike?
It was on the outside.
Yeah, let's see.
It was basically, I think it was in the 180s.
In the 180s?
No,
okay.
And under on the old one, it was in the 140s. That's what I'm trying to find.
Yeah.
Maybe it's in the
old one?
Oh, there's that reference, Charlie, to the 18.4.
Just want to make sure that it goes to the right
this
spot.
One.
You look
we
at
wanted
it.
To cross all this out. So it's in the 140s here, outside activity.
Right.
However, an important requirement and employee wage potential. I'm pretty sure we struck that, but I'm just trying to find where.
Yeah. Right.
That language is in your previous version from however on.
Hold on, Mason.
Well, no, it's in 196 in your super marked up copy. I think it was the...
Okay.
I think it was this. It was the outs, possibly.
So it has been stricken, but maybe a couple versions ago, and we both agreed to it, so it's gone in this version. That could be...
Mm-hmm. I can double-check during the caucus, because I've got my copy that I went
to the
through.
Best of my ability, because I was working off of this, because
yes.
Last time I had, no notes from the session, because I was just trying to go through on the actual copy of it and make the changes that you wanted.
Yeah.
So when I was revising this, anything that... Mm-hmm. We kind of agreed to. I just did.
Yeah, we'll double check the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we'll double check
sure
that.
That's out.
Yes, thank you. I make margin notes.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't think there's much else.
I'm trying to save papers. The margins aren't very big. We sacrificed
size.
I think in our next agreement, we're going to have to agree to plant about 100 trees between us. Just to offset some of the paper.
Well, it does.
I like how it's spaced out nicely, too.
It does make a big difference to have the bigger type.
It does make a big difference, yeah.
Yeah.
We're all getting older.
Yes.
Sad to say. So
every day.
Well, as the cliche goes, it beats the alternative.
Exactly.
Okay. The one place where I think we are still pretty far apart, and I'm open to suggestions about it, but I don't know where we're going to go on this, is at the very last piece, and this is that we will add the breakdown of what. Now, we talked about possibly, if the idea was you just wanted to have an idea where to find it easier, we could add a link in here. My only concern about that is we tend to say, well, once you add a link, then that means that can never change.
Well, it can change when this article is reopened again.
And guess what? But in a few months it will be.
It would have the up. So, our concern about that, and we brought this up in previous bargaining sessions, is that the language in the contract says that there shall be a policy.
And that was the other thing we can't before we get this TA'd, we don't have the time to go through the whole policy process, but we will develop a policy. And if you want us to say something in here about within the next, I don't know, calendar year or whatever, however long you want us to be, we realized that all of a sudden we were like, whoops, we don't have a policy. And it says we do have a policy, but we don't.
So it's stated on the website, but it's not an official policy.
Yeah, it's in the business. It's in
the research foundation,
but it's not a university policy per se.
Right.
And we realize we absolutely have to have one.
Well,
The
alternative, Sherry, is to strike the language and just put the language in the contract, and we'd be happy.
What language?
We would put the current division of proceeds that's from the research that's referenced in the brief. The research foundations.
Well, the thing is, everybody's not in collective bargaining who's subject to that.
Yeah, that's a good
question. It also applies to other people, but...
Well, it can still apply to other people. Just like the university regulations, we're just saying for the people covered under the collective bargaining agreement, it can be the exact same thing. It's just, it's in the collective bargaining agreement, just like FSU, just like UF, just like... A lot of the other, we have no objection to what the current structure is.
Yeah, no,
it's just, we can fix this right now here at the table.
No, wait, hold on. It's because I think what Sherry's trying to say is it's going to take some time.
Well,
because
no, to go through the policy process.
It's going because some of the stuff, and I did go online and stuff, I think does not apply to everybody, and it's very specific. So I think what they have on ORC was very individualized for what they were doing, but it's not going to be good for the entire university level. So I think that's why they're saying they have to go through the policy to get it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
that. But we'll talk about it.
Yeah. But there could be
if we can if we can make a commitment that we will do that get this off the table this time, we're reopening it again. I mean, it's open for reopening in the next session. And if we can make some significant progress.
Wait, it is? I thought our next session was just 23.
No, technically, but I mean
this year,
in the fall,
2020.
November, right? Yeah, but I mean,
we had the opportunity to address it.
We had the opportunity,
before like 3 years, so we can do it because we.
Right.
Yes.
I just want to say because I didn't follow exactly everything that you just said, but the royalty distribution policy that's in the Research Foundation Business Manual now does apply to everyone. It's not specific.
Yes. Okay.
I understood. I was thinking that you were
I thought
describing
that, maybe,
that there was some people that wouldn't apply to, but it does apply to everybody.
It does apply to everybody.
Yes.
So then, okay. All right.
It does apply to everybody.
I got it
right here. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But so thank you for bringing this.
And you guys want to take a caucus, I'm sure.
Yes, we'll take a caucus. And we'll...
Just let people at the front desk know when you're done.
Okay.
I'm thinking it'll be considerable amount of time.
Probably, about 20
minutes. 20 minutes.
Yeah,
20,
yeah,
about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
thank you, Sherry.
Yeah, thank you, Sherry. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's not a secret, so...
Just press the red button again. That should work. Do we need Charlie? Or
we do. Where'd she go?
I told her.
Oh,
she's on her way.
She was on her way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys have a nice little break.
Okay.
So do you want me to?
Do you want to begin? Do we have to wait for Charlie? Or
go ahead and start.
We can go ahead? Okay. Yeah. Just go ahead and start. So during caucus, we decided that we're going to divide the labor.
Okay.
So he's going to talk about some of the revisions. So John will speak about some of the revisions on lines 64 to 69 and 73. And Rich is going to talk a little bit about the division of proceeds and some of the suggestions that we discussed during caucus.
Okay. So... So, looking at line 29 with university support, we accept. Thank you for including that. So we're okay. And then line 24, we're okay. The first page in 18.2, we're okay. The 18.3 copyright law, of course, we're going to follow U.S. copyright law. Just like in 23, we get paid in U.S. dollars, so we got to follow U.S. copyright law. Sometimes we wish we followed the European Union one or Australian, but we're stuck in the U.S. of A. So going with line 64, we had some suggested language. Line 64, instead of... you struck with university support, and we talked about this last time, but what we're proposing is just say revise instructional materials for an online course with university support, and then strike the rest down to shall own that instructional material, because university so we would strike with the use of online instructional design services and add back in with university support.
Okay.
Because the instructional design services are a type of university support. It's saying...
Yeah.
And then continue with shall own the instructional materials. And then we had some additional... After where it says own that instructional design material. So at that point, you're giving the copyright back to the employee, but then you're saying that the university has a copy. So So we're proposing on line 66, after it says material, with the employee's written permission. The university shall possess the right to continued university support. Because what you're doing in line 64 is you're giving the employee permission. You're giving it to the employee, but then you're coming back and saying, okay, well, then the university gets to use it this way. But if you give in the copyright to the employee in the collective bargaining agreement, the union cannot waive the copyright of the employee. So if you want it back, you actually have to get written permission from the employee.
We're not claiming the copyright. We're claiming the right to use it.
Right, but you're entering into a licensing agreement.
We could structure it semantically different, so mm-hmm. it's not what you're saying, because I understand what you're saying from
right.
an IP perspective. So
right.
we could, if we go back and think of it as, I'm just going to talk,
yeah,
so
definitely.
I don't want to take any words out of context, but if that's a work for hire, theoretically instructional material using that support,
mm-hmm.
then at that moment we own it,
mm-hmm.
and in here then we're giving it
away,
kind of retaining. So we could revise it in a way that we have it, we give it to you, we retain all within here.
Well, that's the.
And then it doesn't have that other piece to it.
Well,
do you follow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, but like for instance, in line 64, and it says written, you're giving 100%.
Right.
So, but then in order for it to change hands again, there has to be a written agreement
right.
with the employee to come back. And we're fine with the structure. Just get permission from the employee first. We're not. We can't agree in the collective bargaining agreement to waive the employee's right at that moment. We're fine with the we're fine with the structure. You just have to add the middle ground to go back to the employee.
Or revise it the other way, whichever.
But either way, if it's something that the employee possesses, the union can't, in a contract, say, you get it if he owns it.
I mean, it's also an awareness issue. If the employee has the right to exclusive right to modify and so on, they need to know that the copy was made and that it existed, and they've signed, yes, I give you permission to. We've had instances where somebody's developed a course, the chair has taken their course, given it to somebody else, and the instructor finds out months afterwards somebody else is using my design to teach a course that
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know somebody else was doing that.
And then going on 67, we noticed that before you use the term instructional material, and then it's changed to course.
Yeah, that's just, yeah,
okay.
I need to make it consistent one way.
Yeah.
We'll
try to catch those.
Yeah, so just, we're fine with instructional material, just because it's been stated throughout the,
mm-hmm.
throughout
the article.
The article. And then kind of line 70, would you be opposed to just striking due to obsolescence? It just says
probably
that
probably we could do that. I have to talk about it, but
okay. And then going down with line 73, the only change to line 73 would be at the end of line 73, where it says revises an online course. Just say with university support. Because that's kind of the marker of ownership. So if a university makes these revisions with university support, then the university retains it. That's correct. And then, you know, we talked about last time about the to-go cup or the to-go box. That's exactly what the language in line 76 addresses. So if we just make that minor change, you know, we're happy with that, and we're definitely happy with line 80 to 82.
Okay.
So that was kind of our suggestions in that section.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Rich, talk about what are your suggestions for putting in the division.
Well, it's
of proceeds.
On line 242.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a simple suggestion. The university shall have a policy, and then parenthetically we could note, see attachment A, close parenthetical, something that's identified in the contract, and we could attach it to the contract. We could refer to a link, but it's got to be the contract or the attachment.
It is the UCFRF business model 2014, as far as we can tell, that has that language, right?
Yeah, it's a document.
Business manual.
Yeah.
Whatever, we need to make sure we know what we're talking about, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2014.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. All right, so we'll go.
Do you want us to do a brief caucus, Sherry?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah,
just press the right button.
But the number.
Yeah. Okay, we're back on.
Different topic.
Oh. Okay.
Revised.
I promise.
Okay.
So yeah, Sherry, I think we're just apart on the two minor areas and...
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Okay.
Well, then let us take a caucus.
Okay.
And the name of the document that we're talking about is 2016 Business Manual, UCF.
Yeah. Yeah. Know what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, you know. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the most recent one we can find is 2016.
That's
I have
right.
No idea if it's changed since then.
Nope.
Again.
Okay. And there's a revision date of
1/1/16.
I'm causing problems already.
Okay.
Will look for that for years.
Thanks, Sherry.
Never find
sure.
It.
Thank you, Sherry.
Okay, we're going back off the air.
I'm excited to see a button. Yeah.
Got
and
it.
The big red button for that.
Got it. Yeah, we're back.
Okay, so we're back on.
We're back on. Thank you for your thoughtful consideration and the comments that you made. We are going to take back what you said and try to craft some language that will meet both of our needs, so we're not going to be able to sign off on this today. And we're going to need to change. We can't meet next week
mm-hmm.
because of things that are going on here. So I'll have to get a hold of Matt Morris because he's about to change on his schedule. So I will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some possible dates for us to get back together.
So not next Wednesday.
Not next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
We're free for that. So.
Wait. Hold on.
That's great because I had a conflict.
About the division proceeds. So the we've decided that if this is a good deal, if you agree with our online instructional language, that we'd be fine just having a line in the division of proceeds that. The one that you suggested, that you will be working the following
year.
Well,
if we attached, if we included in instead of like an attachment, if we just gave a link to the policy, would that work for you guys?
Mm-hmm. That would be fine. Yes.
Okay. I think we can agree to do that.
Okay.
So
okay.
Basically, we're working on the online piece. So.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we will get back to you, and thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
We're getting closer.
We're getting
yep.
a lot closer. Yes.
We have made an incredible amount of progress.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. On some.
Gotta get those last couple things ironed
yeah.
out.
Yeah. On something that we were like, ah.